Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Mongolia Kurelsukh Ukna in New Delhi today. US President Donald Trump and leaders of Egypt, Qatar and Turkey signed declaration to end war and bring peace to Gaza. Afghan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi says Afghanistan achieved its objective in border clash with Pakistan. Three-day conclave of United Nations troop-contributing countries chiefs to begin today in New Delhi. First randomization of EVM VVPATs for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections completed. And in cricket, India just 58 runs away from victory against West Indies in second test. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Mongolia, Kurelsukh Ukna, in New Delhi today. The two leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several MOUs are expected to be signed following the talks. The Mongolian president will meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. President Murmu will host a banquet in honor of the visiting dignitary. President Kurelsukh arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol. The president is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising cabinet ministers, members of parliament, senior officials, business leaders and cultural representatives. This is President Kurelsukh's first visit to India as president. Details from our correspondent.
Diplomatic relations between India and Mongolia were established in 1955. Over the past seven decades, the two countries have developed a close and multifaceted partnership anchored in shared cultural and spiritual links and democratic values. The partnership spans across sectors such as defense and security, parliamentary exchanges, development partnership, energy, mining, information technology, education, healthcare, and cultural cooperation. India and Mongolia are strategic partners, spiritual neighbors, and third neighbors. The state visit of the Mongolian president will provide an opportunity for the leadership of both nations to review progress in bilateral relations, set the vision for strengthening the strategic partnership, and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump and leaders of Egypt, Qatar and Turkey have signed a declaration to end war and bring peace to Gaza at a summit in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh last night. More details from our correspondent.
India is a great country with a very good friend of mine at the top and has just done a fantastic job.
The signing took place at the peace summit where the four leaders acted as guarantors of the Hamas-Israel ceasefire agreement. The deal reached earlier this week is a key part of Trump's broader regional peace plan. Speaking at the summit, President Trump said, "This is a tremendous day for the world and for the Middle East." He thanked the regional leaders for their support, saying everybody is happy, and added that he has done big deals before, but this has taken off like a rocket ship.
"This is the day that people across the region and around the world have been working, striving, hoping, and praying for. They have done things over the last month that I think were really unthinkable. Nobody thought this could happen. With the historic agreement we've just signed, those prayers of millions have finally been answered. At long last, we have peace in the Middle East."
Leaders and representatives from over 30 countries and international bodies took part in the summit, including India, UK, France, Germany, Canada, Saudi Arabia, European Union, and UAE, among others. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump has praised India and called Prime Minister Narendra Modi a very good friend during his speech at the Sharm el-Sheikh summit in Egypt. President Trump called India a great country with a very good friend of him, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, working at the top. Trump said Prime Minister Modi has just done a fantastic job.
"India is a great country with a very good friend of mine at the top and has just done a fantastic job."
Foreign Minister of Afghanistan Amir Khan Muttaqi has said that Afghanistan achieved its objective in the border clashes with Pakistan. Addressing media in Delhi, Afghanistan's foreign minister said that Afghanistan only launched a military operation after Pakistan's attack. Mr. Muttaqi, who is currently in India, said that Afghanistan's friendly countries like Qatar and other Arab nations asked them to stop the war. He further said that war is not the solution, but dialogue is. Earlier, Afghanistan's foreign minister said that India should engage with the US for lifting sanctions on the Chabahar port. Speaking at an interactive session with the industry representatives in New Delhi yesterday, he asserted that it is in favour of the optimum utilisation of the strategically located port. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's efforts to distract the world from its own record of child rights abuses and ongoing cross-border terrorism. India's parliamentary delegation representative, Nishikant Dubey, has strongly criticised Pakistan for human rights violations in his address at the 80th United Nations General Assembly in New York. He pointed out Pakistan's failure to protect children in conflict zones. Mr. Dubey has accused Pakistan of being one of the most serious violators of the UN's children and armed conflict agenda. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. The Indian Army has hosted the The Indian Army will host the United Nations Troop Contributing Countries UNTCC Chiefs Conclave in New Delhi beginning today. The three-day conclave, bringing together senior military leadership from 32 nations to deliberate on operational challenges, evolving threats, share best practices, and build shared understanding on future peacekeeping. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address the inaugural session of the conclave today. The Election Commission has said that first randomization of electronic voting machine voter verifiable paper audit trail EVM VVPATs for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections has been completed. According to the Commission, the randomization was done through EVM management system by the district election officers in the presence of the representatives of national and state recognized political parties. The poll body said that constituency-wise lists of randomized EVMs and VVPATs were shared with the representatives of all national and state-recognized political parties. Meanwhile, the deadlock over seat sharing between the Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD and the Congress in the Grand Alliance for the Bihar Assembly elections has still not been resolved. Yesterday, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav was in New Delhi, but he could not hold talks with the top leaders of the Congress. More details from our correspondent.
Amid the political uncertainty in both the major alliances, the NDA and the Grand Alliance, over declaration of candidates in Bihar, the key parties have allowed their selected nominees to file their nominations. The Rashtriya Janata Dal president Lalu Prasad has allocated party symbols to several party candidates. Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is likely to file his nomination tomorrow from the Raghopur constituency. Similarly, several candidates from the Janata Dal United have also been allotted their election symbols. The CPI-ML has also announced the nomination of several of its candidates today. Meanwhile, Tej Pratap Yadav, the elder son of Lalu Prasad, who was expelled from the RJD, has announced 21 candidates from his new party, Jan Shakti Janata Dal. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commencing on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting the country as a whole. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that are set to empower various industries in Mizoram. A report.
The new GST reform is a major boost for Mizoram's artisans, farmers and tourism industry. With the reduced GST rates, the traditional and regional products are now more affordable, boosting local production. The GST on packaged and processed miso chilies, ginger, turmeric, bamboo, cane products and fruits has been brought down to 5% from the earlier 18%. The reduced GST has made the local goods cheaper and also supported employment across rural and semi-urban areas. Along with this, the tourism sector in the state is a vital source of employment and economic development. The GST reduction to 5% on rooms priced up to 7,500 rupees has made travel more affordable, boosting occupancy and supporting local businesses. This reform is set to enhance opportunities for entrepreneurship and youth employment across the state's hospitality sector. The reforms are designed to boost sales, protect livelihoods, and strengthen Mizoram's tourism sector, paving the way toward inclusive and sustainable growth. With Ishani and Arzu, Soumya Sharan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In West Bengal, a court in Durgapur has remanded two more suspects to police custody in connection with the gang rape of a medical student from a private college. This comes a day after three other accused were sent to police custody for 10 days. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose visited the victim at a hospital in Durgapur yesterday. Calling the incident heart-wrenching, the governor also met with the victim's parents and assured them that all necessary steps would be taken to ensure justice. Leader of the opposition in the state assembly, Suvendu Adhikari, alleged that leaders of the ruling Trinamool Congress are involved in the case. BJP leader and Lok Sabha MP Bansuri Swaraj also strongly condemned the incident. Moving on to the world of sports, in cricket, India are just 58 runs away from victory against West Indies in second test in Delhi. We have more details from our sports desk.
Shubman Gill-led side is close to clean sweep the series with 2-0. The hosts will resume their second innings at an overnight score of 63-1. Earlier on day 4, John Campbell and Shai Hope made turns that kept West Indies alive. However, India's bowling attack restricted the visitors. India then began their second innings to chase 121 runs but soon lost Jaiswal's wicket. However, KL Rahul and Sai Sudarshan steadied the chase and ended day 4 firmly. Next we have from badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen and top men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj will lead India's challenge at the Denmark Open starting today. Sen will be joined in men's singles by Ayush Shetty, while another pair of Sai Pratik and Prithvi Krishnamurthy Roy will also be in action. On to football, senior Indian men's team will take on Singapore in the fourth match of the AFC Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2027 qualifiers final round in Goa today. The match will kick off at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, India began their AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup China 2026 qualifiers campaign with a thrilling 2-1 win over host Kyrgyz Republic in Bishkek yesterday. India now sit at top of Group G with only one team from the group progressing to the 12-team finals in China next year. With Aishwarya, this is Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today lead with the signing of the ceasefire document. Gaza declaration linked as Hamas sets hostages free, states the Hindu. The Indian Express with a photograph writes, Anand holds talks in Delhi, consensus on a new roadmap. Trade, energy, AI, India-Canada take series of steps to restore ties. Indian Army being the host, stage set for global peacekeeping dialogue as 15 Army chiefs arrive for UNTCC meet, headlines the Statesman. With three researchers winning the Nobel Prize in Economics, the Times of India writes, trio bag eco-Nobel for showing how creative destruction fuels growth. The Economic Times writes, silver beat gold, scorching 11,000 rupees run up in a day. And finally, stating the key stats from WHO's 2025 global report, the Hindustan Times writes, antibiotic resistance reaches critical levels. With that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Mongolia, Kurelsukh Ukna, in New Delhi today. US President Donald Trump and leaders of Egypt, Qatar and Turkey signed declaration to end war and bring peace to Gaza. Afghan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi says Afghanistan achieved its objective in border clash with Pakistan. 3-day conclave of United Nations troop contributing countries chiefs to begin today in New Delhi. first randomization of EVM VVPATs for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections completed. And in cricket, India just 58 runs away from victory against West Indies in second test. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.